Use.
Thank you, Ruth. And of course, we begin with the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing, which are continuing well for the Czech Republic. The country has now a medal tally of 5, 2 gold and 3 silver, putting the country in 17th place in the overall nation standings. Last Thursday, shooter Katarzyna Emmons won her second medal of the Games. Following her gold in the 10-meter rifle, she won silver in the women's 50-meter three-position event. But Katarzyna's husband, Matthew Emmons, on the U.S. Olympic team, was less fortunate. Just like 4 years ago in Athens, he lost almost certain gold, this time by flubbing his last shot in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions. 4 years ago in Athens, he also led in competition and had gold all but wrapped up, only to hit the wrong target. This time, like the last, his wife Katarzyna watched in disbelief.
I can't believe that this could happen twice. I really feel sorry for him, both times at the Olympics. I think there must have been some hidden reason for this to happen twice. On the other hand, the fact that he can take one poor shot and still finish fourth overall means he's a very fine shooter.
Czech consolation for her American husband from Katarzyna Emmons, and both are convinced something good will come out of the loss it did last time. It was after his mistake in Athens that Emmons first met Katarzyna, then named Kurková, who he later married. In other Olympics competition last week, Czech competitors proved strong on the water, winning medals in the double canoe as well as the single scull. Czechs Jaroslav Wolf and Ondřej Štěpánek won silver in the double canoe on Friday, beaten only by the Hoschurner brothers. A day later, rower Ondřej Sinek became the third Czech at this year's Games to secure silver, beaten only by Norway's Olav Tift. On to unfortunate finishes. Last Friday, seasoned Czech kayaker Štěpánka Hilgertová, a two-time former gold medal winner, must have wished she could have another go in the women's K1 kayak single. After coming in the top three in most of the preliminaries and third in the semifinal heat, the world number one capsized in the final, only to finish a disappointing ninth. And the big question now is, are there more medals to come? Well, the Czechs are hoping their athletes will be able to secure still more glory in Beijing this week. Among names to watch will be javelin throw favorite Barbora Špotáková, and on Tuesday, Czech high jumpers Jaroslav Bába and Tomáš Janku will compete in the high jump final. Now turning to other sports news, the Czech Gambrinus Liga continued into the new football season at the weekend, with all teams now having lost points. Sparta tied somewhat unexpectedly with Olomouc, the tying goal coming from Olomouc's Tomáš Kazár in the 81st minute. He came on just 2 minutes earlier before beating goalkeeper Kozacik with a well-placed lob. He called scoring a goal against the top-flight Prague club a boyhood dream. In other matches, Bohemians downed Kladno 3-1, Plzeň tied Slavia 1-1, and Brno, topping the table after three games, tied Ostrava in a scoreless matchup. And we wrap up with motorcycle racing. The Czech rider Lukáš Pešek came 14th in the 250cc category at the Czech Motorcycling Grand Prix in Brno on Sunday. Alex Debon of Spain, riding for Aprilia, came first, followed by his teammate Alvaro Bautista. That's it for the sport.